February 25, 2022, it's the Watch for Pedro show.
Do you think that when you finish reading a certain number of books and have had time to absorb and think these things over, that it will change you in any way or change your outlook on life in any way?
Well, I don't think it'll change me. I think it'll help me to understand, you know, like I'll be able to walk a little surer, you know, I'll be... Just take a little confusion away, you know. I think that'd be the same.
Do you think very many musicians are more than confused, just like everybody might be, about this religious business? That they might be interested in it in the same way that you might be interested in it, by trying to gain a little bit more understanding of just what's going on. And do you think a lot of them fall into that category? Have you ever talked with any other musicians about it?
Yeah, well, I think the majority of musicians are interested in truth. You know, they've got to be, because the thing, a musical thing, is a truth. If you play or make a statement, a musical statement, and it's a valid statement, that's a truth right there in itself, you know. And if you play something phony, well, you know that's phony, you know. And all musicians are striving for isn't that near perfection as they can get. Mm-hmm. And that's truth there, you know. And so in order to play those kind of things, play truth, you got to live with as much truth as you possibly can, you know? And that's one of the, that religious, if a guy is religious, and I think if he's searching for good, he wants to live a good life. He might call it religious, or he might not call himself religious. Maybe he says, I just live a good life. But a religious man would call him, he said, well, that man is a religious man, he lives a good life. So, quite a few musicians think about it. I've talked with quite a few of them about it.
Are there any that stand out in your mind as having views that you feel are closer to the truth than other fellows may have? Are there any musicians that you respect because of their views in this line?
Well, no, not offhand. I can't think of anyone. Any one more than others, you know. I've talked to quite a few, and they all seem to be searching, trying to find some way, you know. Most musicians I know, and some don't talk about it at all, you know. They seem to be pretty well contained. Maybe they've found, you know, just what they want, you know.
Watt from Pedro Show. Happy Friday. Starting off John Coltrane talking to August Bloom in 1958 about truth and musicians. And then we're going to be playing all this through today's show, people. But this is the first movement, Chance Meeting, from the Less Than First Symphony. It's also known as the Unfinishable. Une Persones Gorgias Extra. You're going to have to help me with this this last word. Oh, yeah, I should
have. Gorgias Gestra.
Say it again.
Gorgias Gestra.
Okay, Gorgias Gestra. Gorgias Gestra. Okay. Damn, that's tough. But very creative. And you can tell people I'm not man alone because of those Estonian software engineers and their Skype invention I got with me, Randolph Carter and Richard Fent. Welcome aboard, gentlemen.
Hello.
Now, Randolph's in Eugene, Oregon. This is his second time on the show. But Richard, where are you talking from?
The UK.
Which part?
Monsall Dale in Derbyshire.
Oh, Delia, Derbyshire.
Oh,
is that by Derby? But like by Nottingham?
That's right, yeah. Just a little bit to the west of there, about 30 miles west. So, yeah, you know exactly where I am.
Yeah, yeah. Donington. There's a racetrack near there.
There you go. And
the Stooges, right?
Yeah, Monsters of Rock here.
That's what it was. That's what it was. I also remember having to go. Mark Riley had me aboard. BB6 show he had in Manchester. He has in Manchester. And then right after gig in Sheffield, so I went through this thing they called, was this like serpentine route through a forest.
Big Snake Pass. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a trip. That was a trip. Beautiful. But anyway, let's talk about this piece. It's got 11 parts you guys sent me. Well, how did you meet each other? Let's get going on that.
Well, I stumbled across Randolph and his friend's Bandcamp because I'd started doing a remix project of a EP that I had out around the turn of the century, and I'd got it back in contact with Chris, who ran the label it was on, and got the stems back, and I just started randomly listening to people on Bandcamp and then emailing them to see if they wanted to take part in this remix project. And Randolph and his friends were one of the people that I emailed, and they kindly came back and did it, and that was probably 4 or 5 years ago now.
Okay. So this was a piece that you got together 20 years ago or something, and then you wanted to, like, repurpose it, reimagine it?
Oh, no. Sorry, I'd got the stems back from a sort of Music Concrete EP I did 20 years ago, but this piece here has come about from our continuing conversation.
Okay, so two separate
not linked,
pieces
sorry.
Of music. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But that was your first collaboration, okay? And then the one we got here is a later one.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
I
wish you would have gave me a piece of that, that first thing you guys did together. You have to flow it to me later, Randolph, please.
Yeah, I'll send that to you. And you've actually played another collaboration between our two groups. The Fifth Symphony, the incantation to trigger the Yellowstone Caldera was actually collaboration between our groups.
Well, that was Randolph Carter flowing me stuff.
I remember.
Because I asked him after he was on the show, you know, and he provided me with a whole bunch of stuff. Okay, so where does that fit in? Was that after the Concrete remix of the EP and then this thing here?
Yeah, that was after Richard and I had started talking. And so they sent us some files, so kind of similar. They sent us sounds. And we, all of the sounds that are not symphonic instruments came from Richard and his crew. And we worked with those, integrated them into what we were doing, and built the incantation.
I'm confused. Who went first? Did they go first, or did you guys go first? I understand the different kind of instrumentation, but who went first?
I would say they went first.
Okay. Because, you know, this has always been a trip for me, kind of a mystery with improvisational music, you know, who goes first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to be a Bogart, you want to react, right? You want to get a dialogue, not competing monologues.
Exactly.
Look, let's, people, we're going to bring you the music, okay, because it can't be all words here. So here's the, it's still the first movement, but it's a different part of it. It's the entrance, I guess chance meeting before entrance, that makes sense. Okay, let's listen.
Quante volte durante la giornata il nostro cervello ci suggerisce pensieri di questo genere?
Watt for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Une Persone's Gorgiastic. God damn it, I already forgot. Gorgiastic. Help again, Richard. Right off.
Gorgiastra.
Gorgiastra. Gorgiastra. With Lessons, First Symphony, the Unfinished Book, First Movement, Entrance. And, yeah, this word, where did this name get, who ended up naming the Proj?
We did.
You mean everybody involved?
Una is one of the members of the MVM, and she always spells her name differently. Okay. And she's the director of the orchestra.
Oh, okay.
And then, as you've probably noticed, the orchestra always has a different name.
Well, there's some common elements.
Yes, yeah. It's almost always unpronounceable. That's a common element. In this case, it's named after Gorgias, the philosopher, the Greek philosopher.
Oh, yeah, of course. Fuck what?
So that's where the name comes from this case.
Of course. Let me tell the people what else they heard. A brand new from Further Set is Circle. Rock Kalam Bob Moses with Damon Smith doing Pure Circle number 3. On the Shores of Lake Onwe from Bombas Prendon. Karam, brand new, out of Toronto. Hindu Magic Exhibition, Italian guitar man. He's living in Berlin. Manlio, his band's Manuel Veras. This guy's incredible. Ho un mael na cervello. Una persona is gorgiastrica. God damn it. Lesson First Symphony, the Unfinished Second Movement, the Void. So, So, Richard, you guys went first.
That's right, yes.
And you just brought in sounds.
Yeah, we discussed for a while, and really nice for me to be able to write something for orchestration rather than electronics. That's more my background is electronic music, concrete, Delia Derbyshire, as you mentioned earlier, a huge influence, so radiophonic.
Can I ask you about that? Because she got out of the scene when synthesizers came out, right? She wasn't like into synthesizers. She liked tape and oscillators, right?
That's it, yeah. And the BBC forced this synthesizer on the radiophonic workshop.
Right.
As you say, and she took a stand and left completely, apart from a few little collaborations she did with Martin Hannett.
Right, I played some of that. In the 90s, yeah. Right, she made an album. But Cozy Fanny Tootie, right, the Throbbing Gristle lady, just was part of a documentary on her.
That's right, yeah, sort of a dramatized documentary, but about time people started realizing who this lady was and how brilliant she was.
And they kind of, what I was seeing on the internet, the quietest great music place, actually the Lexington, they're upstairs from Lexington, but there's been a festival around her, and that's kind of where they put this documentary, right?
Yeah, the Delia Derbyshire Day, and I've had a bit of contact with them, and one of my other contacts up in Chicago, Death Tape Superbase, we wrote a series of patches for their Deliaphonic game, so people can go online and press the buttons and it makes noises, and I've recorded my cat purring and springs and things like that. So it's really nice for me able to get involved with the Delia Derbyshire Day, but they do an awful lot of educational workshops as well, and a lot of their drive is getting females into electronic music and getting them recognized as they should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's still quite a misogynistic, kind of male-orientated area, sadly. So they do a lot of good work for that as well. So it's a pleasure to be involved with them. And yeah, the last couple of years it's been online for obvious reasons. There's been no recourse to have, you know, people in the same room. But hopefully, you know, touch wood, that may not be the case this year.
Yeah, coming out from the thing. Look, we're at the end of the first hour of the February 25, 2022 edition of Pedro Show Special. Guest Randolph Carter, Richard Fenton. Hold tight for hour two. February 25, 2022. It's the second hour of the Pedro Show. Thank you. Watt for Pedro show start off the second hour. Lesson First Symphony, the unfinishable third movement, Reaping Time and Fields of Knot. Many personas, Gorgia, Gorgia extra. I wonder why I can't get that fucking diphthong, huh? The CH, Kastra, Georgia Kastra, Georgia Kastra. Yeah, okay. Then Pathogen Harbors, this band is into titles too. Phospholath, Passy, Paddle Boat, right? Rubber O Cement, right? The Bruin Sound Effects crew out of East Bay. Interesting. And then Lesson First Symphony again, Unfishable. Great then third movement. Okay. Nail Bomb versus Fingernail Bomb. Okay. Was there who ended up giving names to the movements? Everybody. What was it, like a committee or one person would did you guys vote on it? I'm curious.
That last movement, Nail Bomb versus Fingernail Bomb, was by committee. Most of the others probably came from the MVM. And we should point out when we were talking about the fifth symphony, which you played a while ago, that was Richard and I. This current symphony, the Lesson First, was written by, it was composed by about 11 people. This is anyone who wants can contribute to it and compose. Like if you were to send us something, you could become one of the composers. It's unfinishable because it will, it's open to anyone who would like to participate.
These aren't final versions.
There will never be a finished version.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
As long as people send stems to the project, they will be converted, transformed into a. They'll be added to the score, and the symphony will be rewritten with their part added to it.
Yeah, what process is there of the 11? Well, that's why I'm asking, Randolph. Obviously, you and Richard must be part of the core, right?
Yeah.
Some people are closer to the sun, right? Some people are Mercury, some are Neptune, Uranus. But it's still a some big solar system. Yeah, okay. Interesting. Because when they do say, you know, you got this body here, it's been composed of the people up to that point, and then new cats come aboard. And how are they massaged in there, you know?
Yeah, and definitely, like, the folks who sent the very first stems are the most heavily featured. There's an artist who I have no idea who they are. All I know is it's a person named whose band goes by the name of Hello Chicken. Might be six people, might be one person, but it was the very first person to send stems.
It was a totally anonymous contribution.
Yeah, to me. I think Richard might actually know a little bit more. But Hello Chicken is fairly heavily featured because it was the very first stem. So it was the first thing we started working with, and we converted those stems into a double bass section. And that was the foundation for the first, I think, seven movements.
Okay.
And then an artist who we've collaborated with extensively in the past, Jeff Goulet, was one of the sent in stems very early. And so sort of as people have sent things in, we start adding instruments and thinking about where they fit and adding their instruments in. And the idea is that over the, 20 years from now, people may stumble on this and say, oh, I'm going to send something in. Hello Chicken, even though we request that people send one 13-minute piece of music or 13 one-minute pieces of music, something like similar to that. Hello Chicken sent like 3 hours of dance music. And we cut it up and turned it into a lot of the bass you're hearing in the bass sections, the double bass.
What a trip. Let's listen to the fourth move. Thank you. What from Pedro Show? There's the fourth movement, Lesson Symphony. Now I understand the infinitesimal. This piece is never going to be done, people. It's a good, forever work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about a legacy. That's a legacy. It's a very positive. It's not just waiting for the guy on the horse statue with the pigeon shit on the head. It's something that's living and breathing with the shift that's there to maintain it, hopefully. And bring more dimension, perspective. So that was the fourth movement, Another's Breath. And was that name from committee?
No, I don't think so. I think that was listening back to the piece. Some of the movements, the title came first. Some of the movements.
Oh, interesting. So if the title came first, then people could cue off of that.
We would have a title and then arrange to that.
That's what I mean. It would inform the music.
Yeah.
You know, because remember when you were on the show, I was telling you that I have to start with titles or I can't write songs. And like...
Yeah, we go both ways.
Everybody I've had on the show almost, it's usually the other way. The titles are way after. It's sort of like the bass parts. Way after. But here, it's interesting. Like you said, a foundation with some bass and sometimes the titles. We had something brand new from Sabbath's Waterhouse. It's like disintegration, people, but there's an H in there. So disintegration. Okay. And then Ray Shin after that out of Reno with the boy from Ufala. And now the fifth movement, Bring Back Air. Yeah, I noticed this with these, the fourth movement, the fifth movement, and then when we get to the rest of the fifth movement, next hour, air is a theme. And,
yes.
And why is there more than one part of a movement? Because it kept expanding? Like you gave me one third movement, but we've got three fifth movements.
They tended to be, less than, greater than. We're kind of playing with the idea of the less than first. So there's less than fifth, the fifth, and the greater than fifth movements.
Okay.
So just playing with that idea of since it's the project was inspired by Richard's net label or Richard's label, less than one network.
Ah, so you worked that in, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a way to hopefully say thank you to Richard and his crew for the opportunity and for
I'm way into that shit. Like self reference. For instance, tonight I'm gonna play with my Missing Men. It's not an accident, it sounds like Minutemen.
Right.
It's not an accident. I'm missing D. Boom. Okay. Second man, right? After minutes or seconds. I'm into that, too. You can get too full of yourself. But I think self-reference stuff is pretty... It helps the listeners.
Yeah.
It helps the listeners.
Yeah, and I think not that we want to sort of define the symphony, but the idea we were looking at as well was divergent evolution.
Ah.
Hence why the cover's got loads of different illustrations of bat noses on there. So really good example of divergent evolution. So, and I think as well, that's reflected in the less than fifth, the fifth, and the greater than fifth movement, in that there's sort of divergent evolution contained within the fifth, which has given us the three different movements as well. So
okay, that was another reason for the subdivision. Okay, that makes sense. And man, bats do have trippy noses.
Oh, indeed. Oh, the
really?
Best example of divergent evolution.
Yeah, ever incredible, going. Right? Mm. And it was all about just trying to find a way to chow in the dark.
Exactly, yep.
Right. Owl's faces, too. There's something about the waves, the sound waves.
Their eyes sit back in their skulls. They do, deflect the sound waves into their ears.
The dish face.
Yeah, and they're their ears are set at different levels as well. Awesome. One's higher than the other.
The other thing, curves on their feathers, so you can't hear those motherfuckers fly. I had an Australian fly around my head, and you couldn't hear the wings flap. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, February 25, 2022, the Dish Wap Pedro Show special guest, Randolph Carter, Richard Fenton. Hold tight for our freak! February 25, 2022, it's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
late for Arsenio. I'm a spinach, you are cynical, but not quite as cynical as you may expect the pinnacle of postmodern to be. But see, I see that as postpartum and rather clinical. Track you up like a cubicle, pitiful, typical, and illusorily immutable. So keep your heads up dandiacally, or I'm a pounce on them dandiacally. I'm an Andalusian lobster, more death quick than a monster. What's that smell? What's that blooming from your nose? It's a gift bouquet of blood rose. Give it to your mom when she asks you where you go. So all you zombies, put your pens in the air and wave them like you just don't care, 'cause your ink is ground from pure despair and your muse cheers with silhouettes in her lair. Now I don't mean to be polemical or overly inimical to Pynchon and DeLillo, but this no-flow pomo's black hole's got me weeping like a willow. On top of that, still no meaning can be gleaning in the gloaming of the sun rocks. See, my white skin and schnauzer say you've got some chutzpah, but I don't want to waste your time, so I'ma keep the rhyme ecumenical, poetical, and I won't hesitate to define between the lines. It's inevitable I'ma cut up these words and severable, and yes, I'm quite vendettable with Webster. So just remember, all you zombies, put your pens in the air and wave them like you just don't care, 'cause your ink is ground from pure despair and your muse cheers with silhouettes in a lair. Now what is a beetle if it ain't on its back? What is a rhyme if it don't pitch you like crack? What will make me drown the toast but smoke excessive herbage? What is a smokestack if unflowered by blue burbage? Now Wallace Stevens wasn't ever so defeatist, but as a Periclitus, his trajectory did lead us to Foster David Wallace, who killed himself in solace and rendered his scripts nonsense and bollocks. You see, he claimed no moment in life unbearable, and it's terrible, comparable to the parable of the lost coin. But when that coin's got no inherent value, it's bound to be malused. Bound. No, I'm not Christian, just existing, and you won't see me pulling the shroud down like a posse of insane clowns. Yeah, I'll be the vice grip verser, the head lice cursor. Leave the skull comminuted if you do this vice versa. And there's no aspirations for survival. It's the death quick spiral in denial. It's on the path to viral. World Wide Web and with the flies you'll feel up in your teeth. See, I spit them out like rhymes. My etymology is entomologically inclined. My words get in your skin like a scarab, gonna snipe you like an Arab. And I'm on anapest control. Now the MCs be choking on my trochies. Be choking on my trochies.
Watch for Pedro show start off the third hour. Now the fifth movement, Air. And then we had from Rob Dobbin Speck, the Arsenical Lobster. Arsenical. Something to do with arsenic. And then greater than fifth movement, Letting Go of Air. Now what's trippy is next you gave me six but there's no, and then an eighth movement, but you didn't give me a, oh, it's less than eight. I get it. It is seven. That's another way of saying seven, right? 7.5, 7.8. Still, it's less than eight. So,
Well, and there is a seventh movement, but it comes after the greater than eighth movement.
Of course.
So you didn't get it because it's the 13th track. There is no eighth movement, though.
Now, your crew, the Go Firsters, was it the musicians alone and trading files?
Yeah, well, once we decided between us and Randolph and the MVM, the sort of rough framework, I sent out an invite email and numerous artists on the invite email for our various projects, and just the request for the stems. No real guidance beyond that, apart from the time.
You didn't give them anything except. Did you give any kind of concept of the thing except this ever evolving unfinished that trip?
Not really, no. No. See, again, like you're saying, with titles coming first or the music coming first, I never really want to bias people unnecessarily and leave it as free and open to their interpretation as possible in the hopes of garnering those ideas that otherwise might fall by the wayside if you're too rigid about what we were setting out.
No, I know what you mean. You can even, that can even happen with stuff that's already been recorded. If you start talking about it, you're going to change the listener's approach maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just let it go. Like going into a museum and the description of the painting is bigger than the painting.
Exactly. So, yeah, and you're biasing people.
Right, to Bogart.
Exactly, yeah. You're sort of signposting people into what thought process they should be having when looking at that painting. And to me, that's reductive and sort of anti-art in a way.
In another way, the living experience, buttloads of that shit going on already.
Mm-hmm.
Some freedom.
Indeed,
from
yeah.
It's a little time off from that kind of shit. Always getting beat over the head with what should is, what is. It's funny, people don't preface their opinions with I think or maybe my idea is. It's always, this is the way it is. And It's the way we've learned how to deal with each other. Criminy. And you said the word art. You know, some expression, right? Okay, let's play the sixth movement. Now, is this a Mexican town? I've been in Baja Ensenada? Or is it North Sonata?
Ensenada is a philosopher and guru.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Who we studied with.
Yeah, okay, of course. I thought it was a little bit of pun rock, but let's listen.
Thank you.
Watford Pedro Show. Last music for this edition. Lessons for Symphony from Finishable Sixth Movement and Sonata. Una persona, Georgia. Ask Georgia. God damn! Something that's just preventing me. Freud County Limits. This is on that CD with the Staubitz and Waterhouse. Leroy's Hotel. And then finally, Lesson 8 Movement. Nemesis. But there is a 7. Now, why didn't you give me, because you only so much material, right? I couldn't have played it all. Will you give me more stuff that I can play on future shows?
Yeah, the 7th movement just doesn't come where you would expect it to. So that's why you didn't get it. It comes in the 13th position.
Yeah, but you guys sent me only 11. So there's actually, how many pieces altogether so far?
17.
Okay,
so far.
So we're missing 6 of them, okay.
Yeah.
And it's like more pieces will get added, but then the existing pieces will also swell up and grow.
Yes.
Right, so there's like 2 tracks of growth. And
And
how many people so far? 11? How big's your crew, your MVN crew?
MVN is 3.
MVN, 3, okay.
And we're not counted in that 11.
Ah, okay. And Richard's not counted either.
Richard is, your crew is counted as one. So a lot, in many of these cases,
yeah.
If we don't know how many people are in a band, yeah.
like that guy that you don't know.
Like Hello Chicken?
Yeah,
we got no idea.
Right. Could be 6 dudes, could be 1, right.
Yeah, could be 1, could be a whole bunch.
Right.
But it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4.
4?
Looks like we're at about 17, not counting MVM. So if you count us,
there's 20.
You know, it's at least, you know, 18 individual/group, 18 identities.
And when it comes to, are all the mixing done in UG?
The MVM has done all the arranging and mixing.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Everybody else that has sent stems.
So that's kind of like the sausage plant. That's where it gets put together.
And we share things with Less Than One Network throughout this and get feedback from Richard and his crew.
Oh, so Richard, some is guys that have been recording for your label, but then some are strangers?
Yeah, and as Randolph was saying, some are a mere entity in that it could be one individual,
right,
it could be 5, it could be sometimes 1 person, sometimes 3, and
all you got is the evidence, the work.
Some people, like with Randolph, we've built a relationship. Other people, I literally will just get a file sent.
Sure.
No words with it, so you don't know who you're talking to, where they are, but that's not the important bits we're after. You know, the fact that they're taking part and sending things and hopefully enjoying doing it is what we're aiming for. So the personal information's a bonus.
Now, it's just insane to ask, but since this is an ever-evolving thing, does there have to be another, I understand Less Than First now because of the label. Thanks for hitting me at Randolph. But is there going to be a second one? No. Because this guy's going to keep evolving, right? Like a bat nose.
Yeah, the unfinishable will never be finished, but we're already in preliminary discussions about some other works that we're
looking to. Okay, and what? Same kind of idea ever going, or will it be more like of a finite thing, you know?
There are a slew of different things that Less Than One Network, Richard's group, have so many projects going on at any time. There's the Diary of Mars, there's a Delia Derbyshire, there's Fence Post Reclamation. Like, Richard's group alone is like an entire solar system.
We should let the listeners know where they can find Less Than First on the internet.
Well, be released on both the Less Than One Bandcamp and the MVM Bandcamp this coming Monday, the 28th. And tomorrow on the 26th, we have a live stream of the first 11 tracks, the ones you've heard, on another person involved in the Less Than One Network's YouTube, where we had a chat function as well. So as of Monday, the 28th, it will be available on both of our band camps. And then obviously as it evolves, people are be coming back and hopefully downloading the further movements and, you know, becoming involved. And then hopefully it'll inspire people to, like Randolph was saying, to take part themselves and just send some bits and bobs and then...
Yeah, let the free flag fly. I'm way into it. I think it's a great idea. It's beautiful. And it's very inclusive.
The MIDI files that we're using for the orchestral instruments, the orchestral instrument files themselves, all of that will be up on archive.org, so people can actually download that, do their own mixes, assign the MIDI to different instruments. The idea is that it's a collaborative, collective dreamscape of sound that everyone... anyone can be a part of, we're just a way for as many people to have fun together as possible.
Yeah, now, and it's lessthanfirst.bandcamp.com?
Less than one,
I'm sorry. Less than one.
Yeah. And we have to obviously use the letters because the less than one symbol, the internet hates that for some reason. So, yeah.
Well, they use it less,
hypertext marker language.
HTML. Yeah.
Witchcraft one.
Yeah. So it's using the Roman alphabet phonetically. It's okay. Less than one, people. LessThanOne. .bandcamp.com. Sorry. Big
That's
honor.
One, yeah.
When the new projects come out, will you guys both come up back on the show, please?
Oh, any time, yes.
Or even while you're doing, you know, in progress. It don't have to be when you're done. But like Randolph was saying, you got a lot of stuff going. Richard, you sounds like you get him motivated and stuff. So whenever you guys get something going, please come back on. You're most interesting, I guess, and very inspiring to me.
Oh, well, more than happy to. And, we're now with a made contact who can keep you advised as to what's going on as well.
Absolutely. Maybe I can bring you some bass.
Anytime.
I tried to do stand-up in the 90s. It was too hard. My hand's too weak. But I can, in fact, Brian Day just gave me a device. He calls it a string exciter, huh? So I'm learning some new stuff on the bass. But playing with, actually collaborating with Al Margolis. And Walter Wright, learning how to play bass like I've never done before. You know, the Almar Ghost told me, "Why put it on your lap?" Like pressing on the strings and pressing shit. So I'm learning new ways. Maybe I can have some fun with you guys that way too. So thank you so much.
Anything you send us, we can, whether it's just dropping the bass on the ground repeatedly, we can integrate. We can turn that into a stand-up bass.
Okay, I got to go to the Less Than One website and get inspired on these pieces here.
Yes.
Okay. Good luck, really, truly. Thanks again. Come back on the show. The invite's always open.
People, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Lovely. It's been a pleasure.
You too. Both. People, February 25, 2022, the Dishwap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.